Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 4th day of October. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high temperature in the low 70s. Lows will be in the 50s. The forecast shows a long, sunny stretch ahead of us, with highs in the 70s each day. Now on with today's top stories. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will build a temple in the Tacoma area, the Mormon Church has announced. Church President Russell Nelson made the announcement Sunday during the final session of the 2022 General Conference in Salt Lake City. The Tacoma location is one of 18 that will be built in the coming years. Only Tacoma and four other locations in Sunday's announcement are in the U.S. The location and construction schedule for the Tacoma Temple were not announced. A Mormon temple is used for sacred services and ceremonies, including the ordainment of priests. Only members of the Mormon Church can enter temples. Temples differ from church meeting houses, which are used for regular Sunday worship and community events. The aftermath of the 2009 fatal shooting of four Lakewood police officers continues this week in Tacoma, as opening arguments were underway Monday afternoon in the retrial of the killer's alleged getaway driver. Dorcas Dwayne Allen, 51, is accused of driving Maurice Clemens to and from a Parkland coffee shop where Clemens shot and killed Sergeant Mark Renninger and officers Tina Griswold, Gregory Richards and Ronald Owens in November 2009. The crime garnered national attention, and at the time, according to USA Today, it was one of the largest intentional killings of police officers since 9/11. Clemens was killed after an extensive manhunt, and others accused of aiding him have since been sentenced. But the case against Allen, also known as Dorcas Allen, has continued after the state Supreme Court ruled there was prosecutorial misconduct during the closing arguments of Allen's first trial in 2010. A Tacoma apartment project that received a property tax exemption in January is now set to transition to even more affordable housing. The Low Income Housing Institute, based in Seattle, has announced it is acquiring the Heron Apartments, 1624 East 32nd Street, in a deal set to close October 25. The site, with 82 apartments made up of studios and one-bedroom units, was approved for a 12-year multifamily tax exemption by Tacoma City Council in January. Under the new ownership, 50 apartments will provide supportive housing for those formerly experiencing homelessness, while 32 units will provide affordable workforce housing. Last year Leahy, with financing from the cities of Tacoma and Lakewood and the state's Rapid Acquisition Program, acquired the former Comfort Inn on South Hosmer Street. That site became Aspen Court, providing bridge housing for homeless singles and couples. The city of Gig Harbor has been making strides in conserving local land this year. With their first, but certainly not last, land conservation acquisition, they are setting an example of what great partnerships and environmental sustainability can provide for communities. The North Creek Salmon Heritage Site is split into three phases, and on Tuesday this conservation milestone was celebrated with a public un-groundbreaking ceremony. The un-groundbreaking was specifically for Phase I of the North Creek Salmon Heritage Site, located just north of the city's wastewater treatment plant and across the street from Donkey Creek Park. Phase II, adjacent to Phase I and covering 23.87 acres, is expected to close at the end of October, and Phase III will be celebrated in November. A chunk of land near State Route 410th and 225th Avenue Court East in Bonnie Lake might become a 50-acre business park. The City Council is considering a development agreement for a business park for light industrial, manufacturing, wholesale and office uses. On-site and off-site utility and roadway improvements would also be included in the project. Five buildings, totaling about 850,000 square feet, would be in the Peak 410 business park. There would be hundreds of parking stalls scattered around the park. There are also plans for a roundabout on SR 410. The project is estimated to cost $115 million, the city's planning and building supervisor, Jason Sullivan, said. It would be paid for by the developers. Council members will vote on the development agreement October 11. Construction would begin in December 2024 and finish December 2030. From takeout to all-weather patios, pop-ups to pickup spots, Tacoma restaurants persevered through two-plus years of pandemic challenges. In a sense, the scene has blossomed into more than it was before. What lessons were learned? What worked, and what surprised us? What's next in the city's culinary evolution? TNT Diner food and drink reporter Christine Sherrod will host a live discussion about the future of the city's food scene. Panelists include two top Tacoma chefs and one cocktail pro who continue to shape it. Join us on Tuesday, October 18 at Odin Brewing, 203 Tacoma Avenue South. Visit thenewstribune.com/TNTDiner to register for free and help us shape the conversation with your questions. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.